Nagandanga Bisan Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we'll have a review of the recently completed 47th annual presentation of the Debutantes and Escorts, which was brought to you by the Phil Minnesotan Association. We also will have some community announcements as well, along with our normal staple of plethora of music and news from the news desk. But as we stated last night, the Phil Minnesotan Association had their annual debutantes ball, which took place at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown St. Paul. This year's debutantes ball had five couples, those couples of which were Clazelle Chloe Vallee, escorted by Dave Rainier Mix, Alanya Jean Levine, escorted by Carl Miguel De La Peña, Alexis Park, escorted by Revere Vaughn Manuel, Apple Jade Alcaria Mix, escorted by Cato Fitzgerald, and last but certainly not least, Mena Liloosa Cook, escorted by none other than Edrin Paul Jarillo. And from what I know, these young debutantes and escorts, I believe ranging in age from 16 to 20, have been practicing for the last 2 months or so at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. I think the first month they were practicing on Sunday mornings, and then the last final month leading up to the debutantes ball, they were practicing on Saturdays. Typically, the debutantes ball typically happens around the Valentine's season this year. As in different years, the Debs Ball took place in March. And it was great to see the turnout in terms of a lot of families supporting the participants in the Debutantes Ball. You had a large contingent of the Talatala family supporting Alanya. You also had a large contingent of the Conlas family supporting Mena and Cato. You had a big contingent as well, one of which, in regards to his family, extended family who was there in attendance, so none other than our former co-host, Afshin Firuzan. And in terms of Cato, he is the, I think, fourth brother to participate in the debutantes ball. You also have Mena, whose grandmother, Menelie Conlas, was, I believe, the first chair of the debutantes ball that took place 47 years ago. One of the highlights of the debutantes ball is there is a scholarship program. There was four scholarships which were given out that particular evening, and the winners of those scholarships were Alanya Jean Levine, Alexis Parks, and Mena Liloosa, or sorry, Liloosa Cook. And it's great to see that a lot of these kids, or so young adults and adults, being with the 20-year-old participant, took the time to use their platform during their bios to talk about the equality that they want to see amongst the people of all ethnicities out there, and making a deeper connection with their Filipino roots. It's always an interesting crossroads for many young Filipino Americans. For some, this is the first time that they've really interacted with people that quote unquote look like themselves, that are outside of their immediate family. And in other communities, debutantes or debuts are generally hosted by families. And during the last 47 years, there have been families that have hosted their own debuts for their daughters. But as it's become the norm and the standard here in the state of Minnesota, the Film Minnesota Association has been able to host this event for the vast majority of those 47 years. And it's always interesting to see from year to year how many participants they'll have for the ball. I think they had about 10 couples last year, and this year it's 5. And for myself, I've always said on the Philippine American National News that the debutantes ball has a watershed moment. It's a place where I came in as a young, shy young man, and I was able to find my voice and able to find other Filipino friends. It's a place where I met my former and longtime co-host, Ramon Hugh, as we were escorts way back in the early to mid 90s, and was just able to get in touch with our culture and meeting new friends. So it's always, I think, a worthwhile experience to be part of the event. Obviously, through the years, the cost of the event has gone up in regards to participation. So it's something that not every family per se can afford. I know there are ways that they try to help out in terms of trying to mitigate the cost, but it's something that, especially for parents that are Filipino, that did grow up in the Philippines, it's something that is a normal practice of a debut, especially for young women, of introducing them to the community, to a word that I think overly gets dramatized here in Minnesota society, or is overly played as a negative in the community. And I think it's one of those things where I think oftentimes you have criticisms of events like this from people who like to throw stones at glass windows but don't actually go to the event and see what the event's about, and not realizing that there are scholarship opportunities for this event. And it's a way of trying to bring young Filipinos more in touch with aspects of their culture, and hopefully this gives them an epiphany to learn more about the culture or be more involved in the community. But in regards to some community announcements on the horizon, on Thursday, May the 12th, at the Mystic Lake Showroom, none other than comedian, actor, Joe Coy will be performing at said venue as part of his current tour. This is the first leg of the tour in terms of this particular week for Joe Coy. I believe he has shows in Wisconsin and in Iowa. I believe his opener for his performances, someone who's also been a staple for his performances, none other than Joey Gila. And hopefully, if things go right, we're able to spend some time, whether via Zoom call or, I mean, I would love it if potentially in person, to speak with Joe Coy or Joey Gila, but we'll give you some details if those things are able to happen and we're able to have Joe Coy on the show for the third time on the Philippine American National News, and hopefully Joey Gila for the first time on the Filipino American National News. But in regards to our other community announcement, and this takes place in the month of April, and the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota will be having their Filipino Philippine Cultural Night 2026 on April the 11th at the Kauffman Memorial Union Great Hall from 6 to 9 p.m. And we'll have more information in regards to that event in the near future. But right now we're going to play a song from an artist that initially got her fame on the Disney show Lizzie McGuire. It is a artist by the name of Lalaine Vergaras Parras, and this is a song of hers called You Wish. Again, that was Lalaine Vergaras Parras with her song You Wish. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities. Also by going on the web at kfai.org and searching the Filipino American National News. Also by searching the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And in a few short moments, It'll be pledge drive, spring pledge drive. So feel free to support the Filipino American National News and all the phenomenal shows here on KFAI. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from The Guardian. The Philippines is searching for ways to conserve energy in response to surging fuel costs, with public officials ordered to cut back on air conditioning usage and reduce travel. All national government agencies, state universities and colleges, and local government branches have been told to reduce fuel consumption by at least 10% in response to the crisis in the Middle East. Government officials have been told to adopt flexible work arrangements and to set air conditioning units no lower than 24 degrees. A presidential palace spokesman said a four-day working week could also be considered, especially if the Middle East crisis worsens, local media reported. A senator had earlier suggested switching to four-day week or the expansion of work-from-home arrangements to ease fuel demands. It has not been discussed by the cabinet, however. The Philippines relies on imports for almost all its oil needs, and like many regional countries, is especially vulnerable to global price rises. It is feared the conflict in the Middle East will put further pressure on inflation in the country, which reached 13-month high in February of 2.4%. Other Southeast Asian countries are also introducing energy-saving measures. In Thailand, the Defense Ministry advised agencies under its control to cut back on the use of air conditioning and to use video conferencing to avoid unnecessary travel. Managers should also consider allowing personal work from home depending on their duties, it said. In neighboring Myanmar, military rulers have banned half of private vehicles from the roads, announcing that from this weekend, even numbered plates will be permitted to drive only on even dates and odd number plates only on odd dates. Due to current global political conditions and military conflicts in the Middle East, there are ongoing blockades and disruptions along the maritime trade routes used by oil tankers, said Junta. It is unclear how long the order will last. The junta has lost control of vast areas of the country, but retains cities such as Yangon and Mandalay. Over the past week, queues have been reported at petrol stations across Thailand, Laos, and Myanmar. Asia is vulnerable to sustained oil price shocks due to its reliance on import energies. Dipali Bhargava, the regional head of research for Asian Pacific at ING Bank, wrote an analysis for this week. Apart from Malaysia and Australia, every major economy runs a sustained deficit in oil and gas trade, leaving them exposed with global prices surge, said Bhargava. The Philippines is a great risk of inflation, not only because it depends on the Gulf for 90% of the oil imports, but also because its fuel subsidies are far more limited than in countries such as India, Thailand. And right now, we're going to head over for our second song of the evening. It is from the group Jipney Joyride. And the name of this song is, in fact, Jipney Joyride.
Sa hangin, ang dami ng buloloy, iba't iba ang palamuti, sari-saring kulay, parang baghari.
dadalhin ka namin buong Pilipinas. Ang lilibuti natin, di bale ng mausok, di bale ng mainit. Bibilisan pa natin, higitan mo ang iyong kape, pero magbayad ka naman. Dito sa jeep namin, bawal ang utang. Sige na, pag-iabot na lang upang makarating sa ating pupuntahan. Jeep namin masaya, uwi kang tao ng tawa, kalimutan ang problema. Sige na, sumayaw ka na. Jeep namin masaya, uwi kang tao ng tawa, kalimutan ang problema. Sige na, sumayaw ka na.
Jipney Joyride with the track Jipney Joyride. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, and we are going to end the show with a classic from the mega group from the 70s, the VST and Company. And the name of this song is entitled Swing. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Ang gusto mo'y ito. basta't tingnan mo'y akin pa rin. Ang gusto mo'y ituloy mo.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.